Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me once again Sean Kuhn-Kuhn. He's the president of StrikePoint Gold. StrikePoint trades in Canada under the symbol SKP. You can buy it down here in the United States under the symbol STKXF. 88.6 million shares. It was trading earlier today at around 13 cents in Canadian money. That's 11.5 million market cap, or 8.6 million in U.S. money. So as you can see, it's just a real baby company, but it's a company that has some properties in a very prolific, gold-prolific area of British Columbia called the Golden Triangle. And I think it has a very exciting potential going forward. So I'm really pleased to welcome Sean to the show again. Thanks for joining me, Sean.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
You know, you were with me once before, but for the benefit of people that might not have heard you, talk a little bit about the mission, what your company's business model is, what you hope to achieve. You know, you are an exploration company, but just talk a little bit about your properties and what your goals are for this year, perhaps.
Sure. Yeah, so if we go back to 2016, 2016 marked two significant bottoms, one in the U.S. dollar-denominated gold price, the other on the TSX Venture Exchange, the principal listing exchange for StrikePoint. So as we put in those two bottoms back in 2016, myself and the board of directors that is StrikePoint set out to acquire projects. We thought it was a great time, a compelling time for low valuations in the precious metal space. So what we've done in the last 3 years is we've acquired over 25 gold and silver properties focused in northwestern BC in the renowned Golden Triangle area, which has got some of the highest grade gold deposits in the world. And we've also picked up a large portfolio of properties in the Yukon. And so we've spent the last 3 years acquiring, and also we've raised in excess of $13 million for those acquisitions, and also to explore and develop those properties. So my team is a group of professionals that is, mining engineers, exploration geologists, accountants, capital markets professionals. And the one commonality, the one sort of common characteristic that we all have is we've had a successful career at acquiring projects and moving them on to mid-tiers and majors. So we've got several directors and technical advisors that make up StrikePoint that have made a career of acquiring projects, in the $1 to $10 million range and moving them off for hundreds of millions and in some cases in excess of $1 billion.
Well, that's good. The track record is always very important. And, of course, the individual bios are available, I guess, on your website for people to go and check them out, right?
Absolutely. And, I look at three simple things that makes a company successful. You need management, you need the project, but you also need the ability to raise money. And I think what we've demonstrated in the last 3 years, a very, very tough time for small cap junior explorers, we've executed, we've raised money, and we've acquired very relevant projects. And now it's a time to go out and add value to these projects. So we're really excited. We're focused on the Willoughby property. And we've got a new technical advisory committee that we've just put together that's made up of Rob McLeod and Ryan Waymark. And Rob and Ryan have recently come over from IDM Mining that was recently acquired by Ascot Resources. They're helping us develop the Willoughby asset.
Okay. One other thing, Sean, I would add another ingredient to a successful team, a successful exploration company, not only raising money, but who you raise the money with. And I notice as I look at the ownership of your company, first of all, management owns 12%. I always like to see that, skin in the game by the people that are aligned with my interests as an investor. But you also have Eric Sprott is there for 8%. Skeena has 8%. Ascot, 12%. And so it's only about 30% in the hands of retail, which I think means that you're, even though you have 88 million shares, first of all, if you have some discoveries here, this stock could go pretty rapidly, could rise north pretty rapidly, I would say. But also you want to know that you have people that will stick with and hold those shares through some difficult times if there are some. And you're not looking for someone that's going to make a quick buck in and out of a stock. So to me, that's a very important thing. I don't know if you'd want to comment on especially, I think, Ascot and Skeena. Do you see them as strategic holders of your shares?
I do, but you know, just generally speaking, like if you break down that 88 million shares, we've got 70% in the hands of long term oriented precious metals investors, and I think it is meaningful. Our largest shareholder is Ascot, and Ascot has spent the last 9 months. In that 9 months, they've acquired two of our neighbors. They've acquired the Silver Coin property from Jaden Resources, and they've acquired Red Mountain from IDM Mining. So we seem to have ourselves in an area where Ascot is looking to continue to be very active as they restart the Premier Mill and take their flagship Premier deposit back into production. And with our assets, Willoughby and Porter being in that vicinity, I think it's very, very strategic. But yeah, I can't say enough the fact that a company like StrikePoint with our valuation here has, you know, the likes of Eric Sprott, Gold 2000, U.S. Global. We've got some of the best precious metals investors under the sun as shareholders. So I think, you know, as we continue to go and grow and develop the company, we've got some very, very strong financial partners to help us move these assets along.
Sean, you just recently talked about a technical advisory committee. Can you talk about who is on that committee and what their mission is?
Yeah, so that committee is made up of Rob McLeod and Ryan Waymark. So Rob is a geologist who was recently the chief executive officer of IDM. IDM had recently combined with Ascot Resources. Rob's from the Stewart area. He was born and raised in Stewart, and that's where StrikePoint's properties are around. And Rob also was the VPX of Underworld, which discovered the Golden Saddle deposit in the Yukon, drilled out 1.4 million ounces, and was acquired by Kinross for $140 million. So Rob is he's a very creative exploration geologist, and he is going to be guiding our exploration efforts up in on the Willoughby property. And then we've got a very, very energetic young engineer in Ryan Waymark, who's got a lot of experience in this part of the world. And again, as we look to advance this project and build resources and potentially, upon success, make more development stage decisions, Ryan will help us go down that path.
Specifically this year, Sean, what are your exploration goals?
So As we move towards a drill program at the latter part of this month on the Willoughby property, when we look at Willoughby, the previous exploration has demonstrated some exceptionally high-grade results. So just looking at some of the high-grade holes here, 350 grams per ton gold over 3 meters. That
wow.
Included a 200-gram silver kick as well. So there's several high-grade intercepts that really stand out here. Although the property was, there was only two small areas of the property that were explored, leaving an opportunity to increase the mineralization along trend at a long strike and at depth. So, our goal here is we're going to be going into an 8-hole drill program, and that 8-hole drill program is going to be looking at basically expanding the high-grade historic intercepts and looking to some western extensions and some depth extensions. Also, something to note here, and again, I don't want to get too technical here, but 2 years ago, there was a new geological interpretation that swept through the area that was essential and critical at some big discoveries at IBM. We believe that same folding that's occurring at the adjacent Red Mountain deposit, the post-mineralization high-amplitude folding that led to multiple new discoveries at the IDM project, we believe those new interpretations at Willoughby have the potential to lead to some significant discoveries.
Wow, that's exciting.
We'll be looking to leverage that new those new interpretations with this new team.
Sean, when will the drill program get underway, and when might investors anticipate some results?
So we're looking to start drilling on the 27th of July, and we're looking at a program in the first phase that should take us till about the 11th or 12th of August. We're looking at potentially having results just after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's really something to be looking forward to, because you'll be drilling, I guess, close to some of those high-grade results from the past, right?
Yes, and you know what? When I look at the market, it's rewarded companies in the triangle for discovery news. So, if we go back 2 years to Garibaldi Resources that went from 7 cents to $6, or GT Gold that went from 30 cents to $3 on some significant discovery news, companies in the triangle have been rewarded. So, it is a really, really exciting time for us as we launch into a drill program here. This is the first time this property has been drilled in 25 years. And I think with the recent takeover activity and new geological interpretations, the new team, Strike Point is fully funded and ready to go. So it's a very, this is what you live for in this business.
No doubt about it. And you just raised $1.5 million, so that will take you through this 8-hole program, Sean, and take you through to the end of the year?
Well, yeah, for the first phase of the drill program is budgeted for about $800,000. So we're looking at some phase two options right now. And, we'll be focused our drilling on the north part of the Willoughby property, the north zone. And then we're just working out some logistics for a second phase at the Willoughby zone.
Well, that's going to be really exciting. I'm really going to be watching
and
this.
Just to know, Jay, those two areas are over a kilometer apart.
Okay. So, I mean, scale is something we always want to see, of course. It's fine and dandy to find a small deposit. It's hard to make money with a public company with a small deposit. So what can you tell us about what you know about the scale of your target?
Targets? This is an extremely high-grade system. So, unlike some of the lower grade counterparts, we don't need a property that is, the size of Texas. But uh-huh. what Willoughby is demonstrating here is there's 8 gold and silver mineralized zones that have been identified to date. There's about a kilometer of strike length that is demonstrating robust grades. So, mm-hmm. Our key is to try to build up resources along that 1 kilometer trend to start with, and then mm-hmm. we can start building from there.
Wow. All right. Well, it sounds like something I'm going to want to keep my eyes peeled on, both for the newsletter and for my own account. So I want to thank you very much, Sean, for being with us, and look forward to keeping up with this story going forward. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Thank you.